Can you walk through the timing as well? And I'm going to ask Secretary Olson this as well. Could you walk through the timing from, you know, obviously we want to know what we want to know what's coming in right now. As an example, we want to know what the revenue picture is right now, or for that matter, in order to make a budgetary decision for next year's budget as we're writing it. Let's say, when will we? I mean, and so you're using projections. When will those projections become final reality? This is what actually did occur during that period of time, so that you can have a look back and see. I mean, what's the time frame? I've heard some people describe it as much as, you know, years, not days, weeks, or months. So could you describe the timing on that?
One might like to think that in putting together our summer update, which will be out in a month or so, that we would be looking at completed 2003 data and projecting forward from that. It's not the case. We're building off of
data. So we don't even have last year's data.
No, we're building off data from 2001 as our fundamental actual facts about the individual income tax, for example. So the first thing we have to do is project a couple of years of history and then build a 10-year budget projection on top of that. So timely access to comprehensive data is something that I think anyone in this business would argue would be very useful. It won't be a panacea, but it would be a very useful comp.
But it's 3 years old.
Yeah.
So we're just now, I want, most members do not know this, that we are 3 years behind getting actual data for what occurred. We're not getting today's data. We're getting data that occurred back in 2001 as final close the books actuals of what's going on. And based on that, you then begin to use that as a way to project what's going to happen 2005 and beyond.
More fairly, that's the access to individual tax return data, so that we know the distributions across people, for example. We do know more recently what receipts have come in, the Treasury reports, daily Treasury statements, monthly Treasury statements, but those totals don't reveal some of the distributions that I tried to emphasize can be very important. And, for example, as firms send in their tax payments, we don't know the division between those tax payments, which are for payroll taxes, Social Security, and off-budget items, versus those which are income taxes. The money comes in, it's divided based on historical patterns, and we try to guess that division. But simply knowing that division would be extremely useful in distinguishing between those things which are, you know, meat and potatoes, wages and salaries, which give you payroll taxes and other aspects of economic activity. So we are working with data which is incomplete in many ways.